Well, it's almost the weekend, and it is the news, according to me. Yes, good morning. It is Friday. I'm in the corner office today. The corner office, otherwise known as the room in the hotel that's kind of often, they don't know what to do with it. So they make it into a weird room. I kind of like it, actually. It's kind of off in the corner. I don't have any neighbors. I have two walls that are facing the outside of the building, and then I have another wall that is actually where the stairwell is. So there's actually nobody around. I can shout and scream in here. Nobody pays any attention to me because I'm isolated from everything except for the heating system, which probably will kick on. Actually, the air conditioner's running in this place. I don't know what the current temperature outside is. It's got to be in the 50s here. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, by the way, as previously planned. However, almost didn't get to Columbus. 65 degrees outside. 65 degrees. That's shorts weather for going out. I'm going to go out and try to get some exercise, and maybe my knee will put up with it. I have an issue with my knee right now. Oh, that's great. I don't know if you guys are hearing that. It was some music started up all of a sudden. I was trying to download some stuff that I was doing a music project, and for some reason, I believe the one that actually went to the in order to put music on iTunes. You have to actually put, you have to get something called CD Baby. You put it on CD Baby, or there's a couple other platforms you can post to. They're publishing, kind of a clearinghouse type place. You have to be a member there. You post your stuff there. They take it to, that's kind of a clearing area where they, and then from there it goes off into a lot of different places. And by the way, I don't have any, my chai. I got some water as my backup cup, and I already drank my chai this morning because I had to get up at 3:30 this morning, Eastern Standard Time. Of course, it's noon now. Had quite the fiasco at the airport. I had to I got on a flight to Columbus, and that ended up canceling. So I got on the next flight to Columbus, barely. That's how that had to work out. So I ended up in Columbus. Anyway, I ended up in Columbus here today. So let me be here. Tomorrow I go to D.C. I go to Washington, D.C. I'll be walking around at the Capitol, hopefully with my knee holds out. I've got, it's not really like a knee problem. It's more like a tendon problem on more like the side of my leg, back of my leg almost. It's kind of a weird deal. I don't know what I did to it. I think... What happens, I have a travel bag, and I've got these two big, it's like a travel pro style kind of thing, but it's actually a, what is it called? It's a Luggage Works, it makes it now. Back when I bought it 25 years ago, it was called a pretty neat stuff bag, it became Luggage Works. Luggage Works owns the company now or whatever, so that's what it is, but it's a... So you can take the wheels off. You can. Nice thing about these particular style bags is you can take them apart. They're built on a metal frame. You can fix them. You can do all kinds of things to them. They last for a long time because then you can even replace panels and the fabric panels and that kind of stuff, which mine needs some replacements. But that's almost at the point where you can just buy another bag. However, it's one of those things where the bags have become so expensive now that the panels are. I can just take the panel off, sew it up, and redo it. It's power to bust out of it. Anyway, aside from all that, previously for the last couple of months, I've had a bad bearing on one of my wheels, and it's like a rollerblade, inline rollerblade style wheel, and it's normally rolls over stuff very well. It's very sturdy, very solid, and it rolls over everything. However, it was starting to get hard to pull, and both wheels were getting pretty bad. The one completely, the bearing was shot. It completely fell apart inside the wheel itself. It was just rattling around there, and it would not really roll at all. It had brakes on the whole time. Although my last trip that I was trying to get home, I had to go from it's a gate called Lima 26, and I got on that off the plane at that gate, and I had to walk to I had to have a 2 mile walk. I had to make pulling my bag, and I had to hurry. I was trying to hurry, and I think in the process, I pulled something in one of my ligaments or something in my left leg, and it just wasn't good for me to do that. So something weird happened there, and so what ended up happening, I ended up getting a what is going on there? Oh, there we go. What ended up happening is I ended up getting these new wheels, and I was going to try to change them when I went to Waterloo, Iowa. I was sitting out there for a while, as you remember, if you watch the show. And by the way, welcome to the show. The show is about more than just me talking about my stupid bag. I have a few things to talk about today. First off, on the list. Well, anyway, I got my wheels changed, and now the thing rolls like crazy, and I think I mowed over small families of people on the way through the airport today because it was going so fast. It's ridiculous. I forgot my bag and realized, no, I'm still pulling it. It's not there. I mean, it's just the tugging isn't, and the pulling is not there. It's just almost feels like it's not there because it's, I don't even know it's there. It's just so easy to pull. So it's kind of a weird, very different experience for me. I want to talk about this whole thing. There was this rumor around all for the last couple of days, because there were all kinds of memes, I guess. There was all kinds of posts and stuff out about Kristi Noem being fired from director of Homeland Security, I think is what she was. I'm not sure exactly what she was at that point. And of course, now she was fired. Sort of. She was reposted as, in my opinion, I thought what the job she has now, she actually was repositioned in a different position. It's an upgrade. I saw it as a promotion more than a. I don't think she got fired at all. Some other guy is stepping in as the Department of Homeland Security guy, and then she is going to be more in tune with some of the. It's a more of a border patrol person. Actually, I think interacting more with foreign entities, with foreign countries, kind of an ambassador's type position. With regard to immigration and that kind of thing, so it's a much, in my opinion, bigger deal, the job she's in now, or the job she's just took. So I don't know. That's my opinion. I wasn't all that impressed. I don't know what kind of work she did. All I know is she always had the talking points right. Whenever she talked about anything, whenever she got interviewed, whenever she said anything, whenever she was called before Congress, whenever anything happened, she had the right. She was saying the right things. Of course, now they wanted to impeach her, and that means you're, when the Democrats want to impeach you, that means you're on the right track. You're doing something right. Republicans impeach people for not doing their jobs, and Democrats impeach people for doing their jobs. It's kind of the difference between that. You want to offend a conservative, lie, tell them a lie. If you want to confront or offend a Democrat or a liberal, a leftist. I'm not going to be careful what kind of terms I use here. A leftist, tell them the truth. And it's kind of that way. It really is kind of that way. That's what's happened. Now she's actually been given a different job, and in my opinion, it's a promotion. The initial reaction was that she got fired. Of course, that's what I think the Democrats and some other people were kind of hoping that's really what was going on when they found out she was leaving her post. She had nothing but good things to say when her public statement about taking a different position about things that are going on she's planning on carrying her experience from one job to the other. Trump didn't say anything bad about anything that's going on with that. He would be the first one to come out and tell you she was doing a terrible job or whatever, anything. So that's not what's going on. I think what's happened was she performed so well in what she was doing that he decided to put her into a different line of work there because it was just more fitting for what she was doing. So that's my opinion. I don't know if that's the case or not. Now, as we're pressing in to this new world that we're in with the potential Iraqi war, of course, gas prices have shot up. This is a flagrant attempt to It's price gouging in all its glory. This isn't oil companies. These are the price mongers that at your local stores. If your prices have shot up, there are places in the country, and I don't know if it's because of regulation or what it is. I don't think it is, but I know it. There's places in Florida. I know it. My grandpa had a place in near Sarasota, Florida. And my mother-in-law and father-in-law had a place in Sarasota, Florida, Bradenton area, and it was very interesting to find that the gas prices just didn't go up and down very much. They would, when they did, they would make a big jump. They would make maybe 5 cents or 10 cents, and they'd stay that way for a week. And here, you can leave the house, get gas in the morning, and then in the evening, if you go to fill up another car or you're going to fill up your car again. You can pay 25, 30 cents more or less in some cases. It fluctuates immensely. And I'm not sure exactly why that is. I don't know if it's all over the state, but that in our area of the state, that's the way it works. So it's kind of one of those weird, weird deals. So I need to look into that a little bit more. Maybe I can ask, somebody on one of my AI programs one of these days, find out what's going on with that. In fact, I could have ran the AI this morning. I didn't do it. Should have done it. I brought everything to do it. However, my plan is tomorrow. I plan to have a show in which I'm planning on walking around the DC area if the weather's decent, if I can get down there. The hotel I'm going to be staying at is quite a ways away, and it's not close to the train. We used to stay at a hotel, which was the same hotel that National Guard was stationed, one of the many hotels they were stationed in there in D.C., which was nice because it was about three-block walk, maybe 3 blocks, not even that much, over to where the train goes. And I bought a card because I went down to the Capitol area to walk around, and I ended up buying a card. I think I still have maybe 10 or 15 bucks on it. I could probably still ride the train back and forth a couple times. But yeah, it's kind of weird. I looked at where the hotel is now, where I'm going to be staying, and it's nowhere near the train. But I think it's about a $10 Uber drive over to the mall area, and the Reflection Pond and all that. So I'll just go over there, and then maybe do some walking around because I get in there tomorrow morning into DC fairly early, about 9 o'clock. So I may just do a show. A special show, and I may post that one on Monday mornings. What I might do because Monday morning is going to be really hard to have a show. I've got an early departure out of St. Louis. I'll be in St. Louis on Sunday night, and I have to get out of there early on Sunday morning. Monday morning, and so it'll be very difficult to get a show in. I'll be busy all day. By the time I get home, it's going to be late in the day. So I may just do that. I may do a special show tomorrow and then just post that one on Monday morning for those of you folks who want to see what the show is all about. Anyway, that's what I'm talking about. Now, in the meantime, this is the show where I tell you I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor. I am, however, a guy with a microphone. Right now I've got a laptop. It doesn't have much of a microphone on it. I didn't hook my professional microphone up to this laptop right now. But I did. What is this? So somebody wants me to do some work for him. But anyway, the point being, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor. I'm just a guy with a microphone, and that's my disclaimer. This is for entertainment purposes only, and any accusations I make are only allegedly things. It's all hyperbole. It's all hearsay. All those big words that I don't know what they mean. I just use them occasionally. What happened to my recordings? There it is. Okay, let me make sure this thing's still recording. I've had problems with my computer here. Anyway. So, henceforth, was it something specific about what's going on with the, I do apologize for the background noise as well, but this air conditioning system seems to want to kick on. I'm not sure what's going on with that, so I'm not sure why it's doing it. It's set to 69, 70 degrees, whatever it is, and it's actually, the air conditioner is actually kicking on in this room. So that's how ridiculously warm it is outside. So, it's foggy, rainy, all kinds of weird things happening all over the Midwest right now. Now, I do want to talk about some other things. The Financial Friday is what we should talk about here on Fridays. We should talk about finances, and that's what I want to try to get into here real quickly. By the way, Shabbat Shalom. We're approaching Shabbat here as the light out. And don't forget, this weekend, Sunday morning, I think around 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, is when we switch times. We spring forward, so we lose an hour of sleep. It's another hour earlier I have to get up then. But I'll get my body clock ready for that one. Now, in the meantime, Financial Friday, we're going to talk about the effects of everything going on in the world. Gas prices drive our economy. When the gas prices go up, it does tend to make our economy a little bit more tedious. And of course, you're going to hear the Democrats are always going to talk about affordability, all this stuff. I kind of touched on some of this stuff yesterday. This whole affordability thing and what it really happens by the time we get into the fall season, when it's just about time for voting, November. You have to remember, there are very few people who remember anything more than 2 months. 2 months is an eternity in the news cycle, and in particular with voters in general. And if gas prices drop and if the economy gets good in the last week prior to an election, or when they start early voting, you're going to see people run out and vote, and they're going to vote for the current administration. If gas prices spike, if something funny happens, if something, they always call it the October surprise, because the October surprise is when something happens in October that causes people to vote a particular way in November. It's the first of November when the main vote, the day vote, goes happen. This is where things get interesting. I think Trump knows that to some extent. I think he's trying to get a lot of things done now. Now, in the background, one of the funny things that have happened here with this whole gas, the reason that oil prices are shooting up is because of Iran and the oil, all the Iranian oil stuff that's going on. What really is happening here, and what's happening behind the scenes that nobody's seeing, and there's a very very obscure reports about this, but there are people reporting on it. This is kind of happening all under the radar because of what's going on with Iran right now, with the bombing and everything that's happening there, and the kinetic action that's taking place there. But what's happening is China has lost about 20% of its oil supply through this whole process. For one, they were getting oil from Iran. Two, they were getting sanctioned oil. They're not supposed to be buying it, but they were getting it because they were bootlegging oil from. That's why we were stopping these oil tankers. It all affected China. Venezuela was also, they were getting a lot of their oil from Venezuela. So very interesting stuff that was going on there, and it's very difficult, I think, for them to just pan that off. And it's actually helping our economy. It's helping our oil economy. So our oil prices should be going down. They're not going down, which is what's weird about the whole thing. Is that what we're seeing is that they are actually raising oil prices, which at a time when they should be going down, which is kind of very frustrating for those of us who know what's going on and understand what's happening with this, all this stuff. It doesn't make any sense, but that's what's happening. I mean, gas prices went from, I guess, $2.89 on the regular pumps. It was like $2.89. Costco is still, by the way, it's interesting. Costco was still down around $2.50 something, I think, $2.50 something. So it was just kind of weird that the gas prices were fluctuating the way they were, and Costco basically, they base their costs. This is how you can tell what the local market is making on their prices, because Costco, I think by their membership rules, they can only charge a certain percentage over what it costs them to purchase the fuel. So it's purchase any item. They can only make, I think, is it, I'm going to say 3%. I think they can only make 3% or something on every item that they sell. So if they have an item that's, you know, that they're charging $100 for, they probably paid $97 for it. Something. I can't remember what the actual markup price is. It could be 15%. I don't know what it is. It's not much. It's not when it comes to regular businesses. That's why the prices are so low. Now, the fuel is the same way. And when their fuel doesn't fluctuate and the local fuel prices do, you know it's the local businesses or chains that, you know, sometimes it's the, you know, one particular family or one particular group, investment group might own 7 or 8 gas stations in a particular area. They might, 'cause it's like a franchise. It's like that kind of thing. You might purchase the name, purchase whatever it is, and then you sell their fuel, and the fuel that you're buying from whatever, you know, whatever supplier you're getting it from, they brand your particular gas station. So they have some control over the gas prices in that area. And what they will do is they'll raise and lower prices based on what other people are doing in the area. Well, when Costco doesn't fluctuate and everybody else does, you know it's based on the fear and greed, you know, foundation, the whole thing that runs the stock market, the same thing. They see an opportunity, people are afraid, they're going to buy more gas. They can raise the prices because people are going to buy it anyway, and keep their tanks full because they're concerned about what's going to happen with gas prices. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy at that point. And it has nothing to do with supply and demand. When you see, you know, and Costco has not gone up from what I've seen in our area. I may have in the last couple of days. I don't know, but it's, you know, for a whole week there, while this whole thing was happening, everybody else was raising price. I paid $3.29, I think, for $3.25, something like that. I'm glad I didn't have to purchase a whole lot. I filled up my truck. It was about 10 gallons. Topped it off, and it was the other day, and it was, noticed that it was $3.25 a gallon. Now my car, on the other hand, it was almost empty. The car I used to go back and forth to Chicago, and it was almost empty, and it was, that was ridiculous. I think it was $3.29. It was, I needed about 15 gallons, I think, in that thing, and I had to take out a small loan to get that. So that's what's happening with the gas prices, the fluctuation, but keep in mind that drives our economy. That whole infrastructure, the whole fuel thing, drives our economy in this nation. We are an oil-based economy. It's just there's no way to get around that. So when they start messing around with prices and start doing things like that, that's what's happening there. Now, having said all of that, we'll have to see what happens in the days ahead. Because usually there's a snapback from this kind of activity. People will purchase fuel, they'll do what they can, and then when the prices drop, they drop exponentially because of the fact that demand all of a sudden it always cabooses. They try to make their money while they can. Then there's a race to the bottom because everybody's trying to be the first one to once the fear has gone down and people start lowering prices, they start to deflate very quickly. Well, not as quickly as they go up. Okay, I will give you that. But they do go down again, and they tend to race to the bottom. It's a slow race. It's a walking race basically. But they do race to the bottom. They start to bottom out. They start to get back. You look for another opportunity for whatever's in the news cycle again to raise the prices again. But that's what's happening. So we'll have to see what happens to this ripple in the economy. I think it is going to affect our economy to some degree. At the same time, there are so many other things happening. And I think that we probably are going to see a little bit, like I said, there's going to be a lot of rough patches, I think, between now and probably the first of June. I think June, by June the 1st or middle of June, I think we're going to see some things start to level out and become a little bit more solid. I think our economy is going to be a little bit more solid as long as nothing weird happens. Now, there's always that possibility. There's a lot of, you know, one-off type people out there who want to do terrorism, whatever might happen to our country, and just with regard to attacks and that kind of thing might happen here in the homeland. I think that we've kind of become a little bit more settled with some of those things since 9/11. I think there've been a few attacks and some things that have happened, but I think it's unless it's something that's a big massive thing. I think that we will weather that fairly well. Week by week, I think there might be a, you know, 7-day something, whatever. I just don't think there's going to be any big events. If there, or let's put it this way, if there are no big events, the economy will pretty much stabilize. I think people will be pretty much settled into things that are happening. The affordability crisis that the Democrats talk about, I think is just a smoke and mirrors thing. It's a straw man type thing. Much like the price of eggs, when they were all over the place on the price of eggs. Price of eggs, price of eggs. Everything's about the price of eggs. Well, there's a lot more food than just eggs. And you don't have just eggs. But that's kind of an interesting thing that that was the one thing they found that spiked up and they had to go after that. The price of coffee, whatever it is, they always have to pick on something. If something goes up, well, it's the Republicans' bad price of coffee. I can't afford coffee. I'm glad because I don't drink coffee. So anyway, that's kind of what's happening. That's where I'm at with all that. Now, for those of you who would like to share or ask a question about the show, you can call 574-651-7685. By the way, yesterday's show was a live show from the worldwide headquarters. Unfortunately, I had nobody call in with the callers, the AI callers didn't get a chance to call in because I couldn't get it to work at my on the computer that I have there at the Orifice. So I would probably be better off probably taking in a different computer and pulling up the AI stuff on that thing. But I don't know. We'll have to see how that all works. I have to get a developer, put that whole thing together and actually make it work as a proper application. Have to start doing some stuff like that. We have to hire somebody anyway. So if you know anybody out there that's a good developer that can write code and do some things like that and kind of take something from one. Now, I think we're very close, extremely close to having the ability to do those kinds of things on our own. There's still a lot of mechanics you have to understand about the whole thing. Now, you can get an agent and say, hey, I want to do this, I want to do this, and it will go out and do that kind of thing. There's like the AI agents that are going to do and are kind of autonomous that are able to do those kinds of things. Once we get to that point, there's going to be an explosion. Well, it's not an explosion. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be able to build their own stuff. One of the things about AI that you have to realize is that a lot of people are not even scratching the surface of what it's capable of doing. Most people don't even understand. They can barely spell AI, let alone actually use it to its fullest extent. And I think that's where some people are going to make some good inroads business-wise, I think, in the next couple of years until it becomes a much more friendly interface to use, because it is still pretty intimidating to try to program something or do something on your own. Even though AI can do some of those things, it just takes a whole lot of effort to get it done. And I'm discovering that myself. It just doesn't just happen. You have to do something with it. You can use AI to do some studying, but it's not going to study for you. You can use AI to build a business, but it's not going to do the business for you. It's not going to dig ditches. It's not going to actually do the work that you're trying to get it to do. AI can help you. It can basically take, you can 10x the amount of work you can get done in some place, in some areas of what work is. So it's just one of those things that I think we have to kind of look at. Now, again, 574-651-7685. Call or text that number. You'll get a hotline where you can leave a message, or you can go to google.com/voice, and you can also type that number in there and use that to make a comment on the show. In the meantime, I think I'm going to just call this a short show today. We're going to be basically try to end up with what we've got. I have, I think I can move this over here, and I'm just going to do that. In the meantime, we have, Monday. So we have Monday that we are going to have a show I think that is the plan. I think tomorrow, as long as everything goes as planned, tomorrow I will do some walking around the Capitol, maybe even do some video. I might just have a video show on Monday morning. We'll see how that goes. A video podcast or a link to some videos of some things or some pictures or that kind of thing. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. All kind of depends on what the weather's like, how things go with all that. We'll have to see how that works out, how it pans out with everything that's happening in the meantime. So if any, otherwise, I want to thank all of you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to just listen to me drivel for 30 minutes and get all this stuff off my chest. You are providing me with all kinds of therapy. So for the mouse, dude. I will, there comes the music. So I guess it's time to go. I guess it's about that time. 30 minutes, that's all you get. That's all you paid for. And so that's all you're going to get. So that's the way it is. Folks, thanks again for listening. God bless. Have a great weekend that's ahead of you. And I will hope that you are in good weather and good spirits and good health. And there you go. So we'll talk about it later. In the meantime, I will see you.